time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. You're welcome to Friday. It's October 5th. And we're fortunate to have our co-host with us.
Yeah, once again.
Wow.
Another.
I'm just amazed that, you know, despite your injury and everything, you're still getting around and all that. So it's good. But I understand it didn't go very well yesterday.
No, it's like I think I have a good day and, you know, I'm actually getting things accomplished and doing things that I need to do and trying to make a new start somehow and be bright and the downfall of it all. And on the way back, I got in a car accident and my whole front end of my car is smashed in and the side of it is hanging off.
Wow.
So
that was a pretty serious one? Pretty serious accident?
Yeah. I mean, like, it's weird because the car in front of me didn't have much, like, it was a Mercedes too. Go figure.
Wow.
Yeah. And my license plate is like, well, not my license plate, but like the two front parts on my thing, like imprinted a little bit, but it's not, they're fine. Like at least the back of their car, they hit a person in front of them.
Wow.
And I don't know what that car is like, 'cause I didn't get out, but they hit a person in front of them. And then I hit that car when they like hit. So it was like the lady in the front, like I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. Like this is not happening right now. So, I mean, then the middle car wouldn't cooperate. Like, the lady in the front was going ballistic, and I was like, look, here's my info, just take mine, like, and I'm trying to be calm in it, because I'm just so upset at this point, like, really? So I'm kind of just like, whatever, here's my info, just whatever you need, like, I mean, it is what it is.
Wow.
And the lady, like, calmed down after, like, talking to me, but the middle car, like, would not cooperate. It was really weird.
Really?
So, yeah. And so, like, it took, like, 20 minutes. And then, like, finally we were like, this is ridiculous. Like, we're blocking traffic on Wilshire. Like, you can't do this. Like, we can actually get tickets for being in the road, like, being like this. You can't just, you have to pull over.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And if the car's not drivable, it's different. But, like, all of our, we checked and all of our cars were. Well,
oh, so your car's still drivable?
It's drivable, but
it looks like a mess.
Yeah, but like I was trying this morning to like snap the front back in, because problem is I think I can get, I don't know, like I think it's illegal to drive with it off, like the bumper's like sticking out to the left, so like a car could knock it off, like technically. So I was trying to like bend it back around and stick it back in, and but I can't. Like I need someone to like, I need help.
Yeah.
I need someone to like help me maybe pop it out and then push it. I don't know.
Yeah. Hold on. We got a phone call. Let's see. Maybe someone wants to make you feel good. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. It's Dr. Raymond Hall. I'm just calling for Brigetta. Oh.
Yes. And she's here.
Well, actually, this is our guest calling in. And
yeah.
Yeah.
You were getting impatient, huh? you called a little early, but we love you. We love it. So go
totally
ahead.
Totally fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Dr. Hall is, by the way, he's amazing. And he has developed this pillow called Pillow One. And I tried it last night. And I have to say, I had some of the best sleep that I've had in a long time.
Really?
And,
oh, fantastic.
Yes. And I can't explain to you how comfortable this pillow is. And the way it is like, it has like a cutout, you guys, so like your head kind of lays in it. But what is amazing about it is, and I've had pillows like that before, but what's great about it is like if you turn to your left side or your right side, your shoulder's like all crammed up and it sucks. Like I have to like figure that out. And I used to sleep with airplane neck pillows thinking that that just helped me better. And the way this pillow is designed, I can't explain it, but like it's got like an area for your shoulders. So when you're sleeping on your side, you still have like that curvage and like the support there.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And I was blown away. I woke up not in pain for the first time in years.
Wow. Well, there's a testimony, Dr. Hall.
That is wonderful. You know, And that's true, because that's why I designed it. And I actually patented it in 2004, but really designing it out of the need of the patients who were coming in to my office. About 80% of them would come in with neck pain that they either woke up with or somehow occurred during the night. So I was kind of looking at all these different pillows that were out there and all the catalogs and the distribution catalogs for medical and all these different things. I couldn't find any pills that made any sense. So mm-hmm. I'm so glad you can appreciate those the shoulder cutouts and the two different contours. And and I know Pujetta is also interested about trying to keep the level of toxicity of the average pillow down. And that's the wonderful thing about Pillow One is that it's made out of this non-toxic foam. Incredible, yeah, that breathes and stays cool, and it's made out of three different pieces, and it's just one of those I think things that matter, like you know, one of your great topics of your great show is
right,
you know, how we sleep, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Now why don't you before we go on give your website so people can follow and take a look at the pillow while we're talking about it.
Yeah, it's www.pillowone.com. That's pillow spelled without the W. So P-I-L-L-O,
okay.
The number one.
The number one. Okay, yeah. That's why I couldn't find it. It's without the W. Okay, there we
right.
go. Wow, that's a very unusual one. You know, I have sort of like an orthopedic one, too, that I sleep on because, you know, with a regular pillow, I have neck pains and stuff. But this one is a lot more elaborate. I'd love to try that.
We'll have to get you one. Yeah.
Yeah. This is cool. Yeah, so now, how did this come about? How did you decide, of all things, to research and produce a pillow?
Thank you for asking. Well, I mean, the main thing was I just wanted to create something that made sense for patients. And then it expanded into, you know, the market of sleep and wellness. Mm-hmm. And it was just the testimonials just kept coming in that, you know, they not only slept better, but they woke up more refreshed. And they woke up with less neck pain. And so it's morphed into this giant sleep system now that, because you can see that it's so different in its in its function and the way it's designed.
Right.
It's different than most pillows.
Right.
And, you know, the old style pillow, I realized, would just force the head upward and just, you know, put the support underneath the head. It wouldn't create support of the neck. It actually just lift the head up.
Right.
Which actually stresses the neck at night, right?
Yeah. I mean, I sometimes feel like I'm holding my whole body with my neck when I'm sleeping on a regular pillow, you know? And I mean, for sure, you know, and it creates tension there. I can feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So being in, you know, practicing, chiropractic physician in Los Angeles for 28 years, I've decided, you know, I wanted to do something that would allow the patients to heal at night by themselves, that literally this is part of their therapy. And almost every new patient that I'll see, I'll say, you know, one of the most important things that you can do is to go home and sleep on the right pillow. But a lot of times people would, you know, in the old days, would go home, sleep incorrectly, and then be back in here with the same neck pain that they had the previous day, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing. And, you know, sometimes people tell you, well, use a soft pillow, use a hard pillow. And, you know, but if it's not really contoured well, I find that it doesn't really work for me, you know. So I have to get a pillow like that.
And that's why I gave up, and I was using, believe it or not, the airplane pillows that were, they had the beads in it, because it was like, whatever way you rolled, it was going with you, and people would come over and be like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I don't know what else to do at this point, because the other pillow that I was sleeping on, it was toxic, and and it was weird, because I was waking up with a lot of allergies, and like, it was weird, and then using your pillow last night, it's like, I woke up with no allergies. I had great sleep.
That's amazing.
And it's the first time I have woken up in no pain. And I got in a car accident yesterday.
Yeah.
So I went and got adjusted afterwards.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to be really sore today. And I woke up and I was not. And I'm telling you, like, this pillow is so great. For those of you who are listening, you have to check it out. You have to get it, because it's phenomenal, and you're a genius, and I love you.
It's sold at a lot of retail places. Bed Bath & Beyond is one of the bigger retailer outlets that carries it. Pillow One is in West LA. It's in Beverly Center. It's in about almost 40 Bed Bath & Beyonds throughout the U.S. now, but
great.
It's growing at about 300 or 400% per year. So it's doing great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and you guys, you can order online as well, right?
You can also go order directly through our website,
Okay.
www.pillowone.com.
Right. Now,
but you guys like to talk about health. Obviously, you are so involved with it. You work out. You're healing, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys want to talk about what matters? What part of things can we suggest to your listeners that can enhance their health? Is that one of the topics I remember?
Sure.
You can go ahead, sure. Yeah. We're not really a health show. I mean, Brigitte is the healthy
one. I'm the health one, and we, yeah. And it ranges per whatever guests we have on, and I try and get on as many healthy people as we can.
But,
I would just present a couple things. Mm-hmm. One thing is that, you know, I mean, I am working at Pacific Coast Sports Medicine Institute, as well as another wellness center down in the, just on the other side of Beverly Hills, that integrated wellness. And what we're really talking about is how people can help themselves, take care of themselves, exercise, to sleep, and to have really good nutrition. So, mm-hmm. so many things we have control over in our lives. And what that does is when you sleep well, when you eat well, you have a better focus. You can use that laser focus to do well in your job. You get less tired.
Mm-hmm.
Your cortisol levels are reduced. You know, mm-hmm. stress hormones are reduced. You feel better. You have less depression. So my overall subject here, if I was to put one out, is learn how to take care of yourself, and
mm-hmm.
And then go to the physicians such as myself that can coach you along and talk about exercise and nutrition and sleep and try to get off of some of the medications that so many people are using.
Oh, you know? I'm so huge into that. I'm completely against. Yeah, I'm studying homeopathy. So.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic!
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yes.
All right. Well.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Finish your thought.
I was just saying, like at Pacific Coast Sports Medicine, what we do, we have a multidisciplinary, we have orthopedists, we have chiropractors, we have physical therapists, we have yoga, we have trainers, we have all these people that literally are trying to help that patient educate themselves. And so we can allow the person to go out and live a healthier and more productive life. Obviously, you guys have sharp minds and great topics, and wouldn't it be nice if you can share that joy and that love to everybody else?
Actually, you know, it's funny. I did not realize that you had all of that at the center, and I have to come through and check it out fully.
Yeah. Well, how can people find out more about it?
Yeah, well, they can certainly go online at chiroplusmd.com,
mm-hmm.
chiroplusmd.com. It has a lot more information, or you can just call the office. We have an office number, is 873-4415. That's 873-4415.
And that's area code 310, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Okay.
So we can send information to you and get you on our website. You know, it's just so fun to be in this era of medical breakthroughs. You know, and how we could say, you know, what matters is taking care of oneself so you can live the best life you can have.
Right.
It's how you can optimize your own life. And so that's the exciting thing. We can do it through so many things, like Brigitte, you're saying, through homeopathy, through acupuncture, through chiropractic,
mm-hmm.
Through, you know, breakthrough medicine. So you just need to find these conduits that allow a person to really succeed in taking care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I also noticed randomly, I'm just looking at like one of the papers that you guys sent us, and I hear that Brooke Burke had, this is totally random, but she had wrote on about sleeping on your back decreases wrinkles. How does it do that? I'm just curious.
That's a great question, but you know, it's like, you know, the study that we did on Pillow One was that actually we did a polysomnographic analysis. So we hooked up all these electrodes to all these different subjects and found that they actually increased their REM sleep, and two, they actually increased their back lying position by 30%.
Oh wow!
And so the back, So when you're lying on the back, on your back, Brigitte, you know, with that cervical support underneath your neck and it supports that C curve. It's unbelievable. It's almost magical to me to understand, because I can't even completely tell you exactly the neurophysiology of why it does some of these things. But when you put your head and neck in the proper posture and you decrease your stress and you optimize your spine and your function, your nerves work better. You probably get much better oxygen to your head and to your brain, so you sleep more soundly. But one of the things that Brooke was talking about is when you're lying on your back, you know, this is something that plastic surgeons talk about all the time when they, after they do the plastic surgeries, they want the patient to start lying on the back because that allows the skin to gravitate backwards towards your ears. Mm. And so, you know, it pulls the skin back where it should be instead of lying on your side and scrunching it, you know, on the side of your face.
Right, exactly. You sleep on the side, then you start creating all these wrinkles and stuff just because you're sleeping on the side, you know.
Really?
And yeah, when you're on your back, your face is not really touching the pillow.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I think maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know.
That's so interesting how that works. Yeah. Like, he worked with all the Dancing of the Stars people.
Yeah. It's been wonderful. And I was able to treat Jennifer Grey. And, so it's been a great show. It's fun. It's entertaining. And just great people. And Brooke is one of my favorite personalities on the show. As you know, she continues to do the hosting. And so she's fantastic. And I mean, what other person with several kids, you know, looks like Brooke Burke? She's incredible. She's fit. You know, she looks like you, Brigitte. She's, you know,
except I'm on crutches right now at this point.
Yeah. Okay. But you know, one of the other things is, you know, as you were speaking of the when you're lying on your side, you know, you'd naturally have wrinkles start to create. But with Pillow One, you know, it's actually made out of this poly latex, which doesn't create heat. It's unlike most pillows, therapeutic pillows that are made out of polyurethane or crude oil based that give off these off gases and toxins. Mm-hmm. Whereas Pillow One, it sleeps cool, has all these different channels, air channels that allow that your heat from your body to dissipate through the pillow. And so you don't have the heat. And so, like you were just talking about, when you're laying on your side, oftentimes you get the pressure and you get the heat production from most crude oil-based pillows. Mm-hmm. And then you're lying on your side. That's just a formula for more wrinkles.
Got it.
So the great thing is not only do you lay on your back more, but also you're not ironing your face every night.
Yeah, exactly.
True that.
Yeah.
Those are great, wonderful observations by your.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get you one as well.
So, yeah.
We have to figure out whether you need a small, medium, or large, but I'm going to guess you're well-built, you're fit, you're probably, you know, we'll talk about that.
Sounds good. Okay, Dr. Raymond Hall, chiropractor and inventor. You're based in Santa Monica, right?
Yeah, no. Well, actually in West Los Angeles
and just
on the other side of Beverly Hills. So we've got two locations.
Oh, okay,
awesome.
Wonderful.
Cool.
All right. Everybody go to Pillow One, that's PILLO, the numeral 1.com, and check it out.
Or ChiroPlus.com.
Yes.
ChiroPlusMD.com.
ChiroPlusMD.com, right.
Oh, no, I was on the wrong
that's
one.
Great.
Okay. Dr. Hall, thank you so much. All the best to you, and congratulations on the great product there.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. You guys are so terrific. Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely. And I'm tweeting about the pillow.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
All right, you guys.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye. Bye-bye. That's cool. I didn't realize I had an entire wellness center. That's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, to think you could go to one place for chiropractic care and orthopedic and acupuncture and yoga, like
all at the same place.
That's
amazing.
Like,
yeah.
For you, that's
like paradise. For
it's
you.
Funny because my dream is to open up my own type of wellness center, but it's different. Like I would love to have all of that too. I don't know if I'd want to do it here necessarily. I think I would do it. Well, I'm not really sure why I want to do it, but I want to have like a yoga studio and like a health cafe with it. And then naturopath, a homeopathic doctor, which would be me, you know, hypnotherapist, you know, maybe chiropractor, acupuncture, like all those things, at least on hand, like in a big center of things,
right.
That would be awesome. And like,
yes.
If we even had like a, like, you know, like basically like a natural pharmacy. Mm. So if you need to come in for whatever it is, like I can also prescribe you things right then and there, but it's all natural medicine.
Right.
So holistic. So that's eventually like what I'd want to do. And Yeah. I need to go check out his center because it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, this pillow is absolutely incredible. And
that's
like,
cool. I'm going to check it out. It looks pretty unique. You know, I've never seen anything like that.
And I think it's fantastic. And one of the things, too, they wanted to offer all of our listeners a $50 discount on the pillow. So basically, if you go to the website and you order the pillow one, you just type in the promo code as LA Talk Radio, all one word, and you guys will get $50 off.
Sounds good.
And it's 100, I think the pillows are around 150, so it would only be 100 bucks for the pillow. But I mean, it's so worth it. Like, I couldn't believe what sleep I had last night. I mean, I was pretty
No, it's cool. I know that, again, when you have the right pillow, you have much better sleep. I used to get up in the morning, every morning, with a headache and neck pain, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to try this out. It's pretty freaking awesome.
Anyway, so going back to your accident there.
Yeah.
So, now, isn't it usually when there's like more than two cars, isn't it like the middle car would be responsible for hitting the car in front of that?
Yeah.
Right?
That's
so you're not responsible for that car.
No.
Yeah.
Just me, just the car that I hit.
Yeah, that's why the guy in the middle was irritated, huh?
I guess. But I mean, that's not my fault. Like, I don't know, whatever. Yeah.
No, you can't get mad. I mean, people make mistakes, you know, what the hell, you know. It does happen.
It's just, I was just shaken up about it because I'm like, again, seriously, like what? I mean, what is going on in the universe right now? Like, what is, why are all these things happening to me? Like, I'm usually generally like, have good karma and like, I usually get out of things. Like, I don't know what is going on. I feel like I've had a really rough year.
Yeah.
And as much fun as I do have in other times, it just comes down with so much turmoil. And this past week, I feel like has just been disastrous, like one thing after another. I mean, I a motorcycle wreck. I lose one job because they fire me because of I can't walk. And then I need to find another one. Well, who's going to hire a cripple? And then my boyfriend breaks up with me and brings me all back my stuff. And then, you know, I fall again. And then I'm just dealing with all this crap. And then another car accident. It's like, when is enough enough? Like, stop. Like, stop.
Yeah.
Things just have to start turning around. And I feel better today a little bit. I mean, I went to my doctor, Dr. Theo, who we've had him on the show before, and he's also a great chiropractor and healer. And went there for an adjustment yesterday, and, you know, we did a chakra scan, and basically it's like, all your back chakras are not aligned, which I figured. And I was like, I feel like someone put a curse on me. Like, that's what I feel like.
Wow.
Because it's just so bad. Like, I don't know what else to think right now. You know, it's like, this is crazy. And he's like, well, there's no such thing as curses. And, but, you know, he did a back chakra scan. And what that means is when your back chakras are out of alignment, it's because people wish you ill will.
Really?
And, and he's like, well, you weren't completely off. And he's like, it's not like you have, like, you know, a curse on you, but it's people putting negative energy on you for some reason. And it could be just situations, you know, like from what's happened and whatnot. And, but it's people, too, putting that on me. So we went through and tried to figure it out, and we cleared them all. And I felt lighter instantly after we cleared it. And he's just incredible. And you have to go to one of his sessions. And I did. I felt so much better. But, I mean, I'm still, like, just in shock of everything. It's just really a lot to handle. And then I feel like I'm pressured from people, like, around me. And I just, like, I don't know. I just want to be alone sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I just need my space to just leave me alone. And I feel like I'm not getting that right now. And, like, I have a lot of things that I have to do today. And I think tomorrow I might just escape by myself somewhere.
You see, I think what you need is to stay home and rest and relax. That's what you need.
Yeah.
You're, like, running all over the place with one leg. And, you know, it's terrible, you know?
But I have to do stuff to, like, get my life back on track. I can't be trapped at the house. Like, I have to, like, you know, I gotta look for the next job. I gotta figure that out now. You know, I can't just sit here on my ass and let it heal for over a month. Like, I can't wait that long. I have to do things. And
that's true.
I have things to do in my life. And unfortunately, like, if I were really wealthy, then I would hire people to come entertain me.
Yeah.
But I'm not. And therefore, I need to work and figure my shit out. So, you know, for those people out there that... And that's another thing that's really hard for people to come, like, to figure out. Like, they figure, oh, well, you're on TV. You've been in these commercials. You've been on these TV shows. Or you're on the radio. Therefore, you've got money. And that's what people think.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is wrong with you people? Like, They don't realize...
This is Hollywood.
Yeah. They don't realize, like, half of your pay is gone to taxes. And then your agents and your lawyer and your manager and you wow. get whatever's left.
Yeah.
And your publicist, if you have one. And then you get whatever's left. Like, that's right. it. Like, you don't make that much. You really don't. Unless you're on a national commercial that airs over and over and over and over and over again.
Right.
Given like the extends does not count as that because that's in the infomercial category. It's totally okay. different.
So there's no residuals for your
No, I got residuals.
Anything.
I did, but not what I should have been getting.
Oh.
As opposed to a commercial. It's just, that's a whole nother story. And yeah, and I mean like you, and even then, still like the majority of your stuff's going away. But you can make like 30 grand, 100 grand on one commercial if it's like airing all the time on good spots. Like my girlfriend just landed the new T-Mobile commercial, it's Samsung commercial, where they're all in line waiting for the iPhone and they're like, what's that? That's the new Samsung 3. She has one line. They air that commercial about 5-6 times a day.
Really?
Yeah. And that's a national commercial. She's making a killing right now.
Yeah.
And good for her because it's taken her years in order to get, I mean, she's been in other commercials, but it's taken her a long time to get something. And that's amazing.
Yeah.
One line, bam.
Wow.
And that's great. Like, that's why, in a way, like, it's if you stick it out, and I've been here 10 years, and I've got my ups. I've had some great things that I've done, and I'm proud of that. But there's a lot that you go through of turmoil and waiting and thinking you're going to get the next thing right away, and you don't.
Right.
I mean, there's, like, only a small percent of people that actually make it in this industry. And there's, I think it's, like, 5%. Of people are actually the top
probably
people.
Probably even less, huh?
It's like maybe 2%. But it's like, and that's just crazy. People come here from all over to pursue their dreams, and I say, do it, pursue your dreams, but know that it could take 10 years to get that one commercial.
Right.
But once you get that one commercial, if you get it, then that's amazing because you could be making 100 grand on it or whatever.
Right, yeah.
But minus
and
all
some
your...
people think they're like, you know, entertainment material and stuff, but they don't make a lot of money, you know. It's just or they don't succeed or anything because they don't have the talent or they don't have this. And yet a lot of people are trying to, you know,
And then and they don't realize, too, like the turmoil that goes through it. Like, look at all the shit that I'm going through right now. Mm-hmm. Like, this sucks, you know. And it's like... It's just so hard. It's, like, so frustrating for me right now because it was pilot season and they're still hiring for certain things. And who's going to hire me when I can't walk?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just very frustrating. And so there's another year that goes by. Mm. And it's just... And it's not... And people say, oh, you're getting older. That doesn't matter anymore. That's, like, maybe with modeling. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But that does not matter with acting. It doesn't matter how old you are. I mean, look at the guy, like... Aaron, I can't remember. He's a friend of mine, too. I can't remember his last name. Forgive me. But he was in the football movie with Sandra Bullock.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like.
Oh, yeah. Aaron, that really big guy,
right?
Yeah. He's been here before. I forget his last name.
Yeah, he's actually a friend of mine. He's a great guy. But, yeah, so, I mean, there's some people that, like, you wait forever and, bam, you get something amazing like that. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what. That was one of the only films that he's done, like, besides small films. It's hard for him to get hired anywhere because of your look, you know?
Right.
But given, like, you're so specific. Like, I have a lot of friends that, like, you know, they get hired a lot because they've got the everyday mom look. And that's great. I know I don't have that. Right. You know, I'm always going to be, like, the girl that stirs shit up because that's my look. I get it. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And if I'm not, like, the sexy bikini girl, which I do not want to be anymore, then I'm the girl that's still going to be the girl next door that's going to fuck your life up because I know that's the character, that's what I look like, and that's what I'm going to get stuck playing.
Mm.
And maybe eventually, as I mature and get older, I mean, like, mature facially, like, get older and appear older, then maybe I'll get more of, like, those type roles. But I'm always... Look at Eva Longoria. Like, I'm, like, in a way, typecast... She's never going to get the sweet mom role. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she's always going to get that, you know, girl next door is going to fuck up your marriage, sleep with your husband, or, you know, crazy girl, or whatever. Like, sex pot, something. Even this day, she still throws the role she gets. Mm. And that's great. Good. Because she knows what category she's in. So who the hell, I'm in that category, but I can't really do that when I'm on crutches.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah,
like,
I mean, you got to work with what you have, obviously, you know, and,
And I'm not trying to deter anyone from coming out here and finding their dream. Like, I think do it, go for it.
It's just the reality of it all, you know,
it's
and people
lie.
Don't understand. They come with their dreams.
Yeah.
And they don't realize that a million other people want to do the same thing.
And they all look like you and, you know, and rent is so high here. Mm. Gas prices, by the way, I watched this on the news last night. Do you realize that gas now in some areas are over $6 a gallon?
What?
Yep.
There's a
station in Thousand Oaks and the one in Woodland Hills. They had the owners on last night. They're the most expensive ones in Los Angeles. But it's because we're the only ones around that area.
Wow.
And
when,
yeah, and the gas prices went up again last night, by the way. So it's between $4.50 and $6 a gallon here. Mm. Do you know that gas prices across the rest of America are around $3?
Three something,
depending on where you are.
Yeah, I know, but
what
I've never heard
California?
Of $6. I mean,
yeah.
What is that for that guy? Who the hell pays for that?
It was a woman at the one station,
really?
Believe it or not. And she said, I have to make money. And she's like, we're so far out here. But she's like, we are the only gas station that's on the highway. You want gas? You're going to pay for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever. She's like, I got to make my money.
Supply and demand.
Yeah.
That's how it works, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, it's kind of crazy, like, to see those facts that I saw last night. Like, why are we paying more in California? You know what's even crazier? Mm. We're paying more in gas here, yet we're, I feel like California and New York should be, like, or, the edges of the East Coast should be paying less because we are where the flights are that will be bringing the oils in, or the ships are that bring them in. Not only that, California has its own damn oil wells.
Right.
Why are we...
We have refineries here, and too, that too, you know. But the thing is that it is supply and demand. It's not about that, you know. So, I mean, California, especially Southern California, consumes a lot of gasoline.
Yeah.
So that's why they can do that. It's the same with New York. And that also goes for apartment rentals and things like that, mm-hmm. you know, where the prices are totally, like, out of whack.
Yeah.
But people still pay it because they don't have a choice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the general price around here is, like, $4.25 or something, which is still pretty high.
Oh, really? You have $4.25 over here?
Yeah.
Well, that's better than where I live because it's, like, $4.45 or whatever. Well, they went up today even more. So I think it's, like, $4.50-something. $57 now? I mean,
that's
ridiculous.
But you know what? I mean, think about it. When we make a big deal out of it, it's like when you fill a tank, it's probably, like, another $1.50, $2 more. It's
not
a big deal.
But I remember when I used to fill my tank, it was $10 to do it.
Right.
And now to fill my tank, it's, like, $70.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, but you know, I mean, everything goes up. What are you gonna do? The last time you filled it for $10 must have been a long time ago.
I was in high school.
Yeah.
But still. Yeah.
I know. I remember when gas was fucking 75 cents, man.
Yeah, exactly.
In the '70s.
But I mean, still, it's like it's just ridiculous, and I don't understand why we're paying more in California than anywhere else. It doesn't make any sense to me. Oh, by the way, I also got a ticket in the mail yesterday that I wanted to explain because I really don't understand what the hell this is about. And I didn't even think this was legal. And I'm going to bitch about it for a second because I can. So, first of all, I get a ticket in the mail saying that they couldn't deliver a ticket to me, so therefore they mailed it. What?
A ticket? What kind of a ticket?
So, I remember getting out of my car to read a sign because I couldn't see out of the car. So, I was like in my car still, the car's running, and I'm looking at a sign, and I get back in the car. And I remember, like, seeing, like, a parking guy driving around, so what? I was reading a sign, you know?
Right.
Got back in my car, and I, like, drove around the block looking for whatever, and then I wound up just driving away because I couldn't find anything, and I was like, whatever, I just need to go. I get a ticket in the mail for getting out of my car and getting back in where there's a fire hydrant, and they couldn't ticket me because I drove off in time or too quickly.
What?
Are you fucking kidding me? Glendale.
If you're, like,
yeah.
If the car is attended and you're there...
Yeah.
They don't fucking give you a ticket.
Well,
what is that?
I got one in the mail saying the attendant couldn't give it to you. You drove away too quick. Are you fucking kidding me? First of all, that's not even... I don't even think it's legal. Like, I didn't even see the guy. Like, I saw him, like, down the block. So you're saying you saw my license plate? That doesn't make sense.
Right.
And so when they plug in a license plate, right, does all your, like, make, model, and car all show up? I guess so, right?
Yeah.
Right away so they know? Because I feel like... That's not fair, because what if it was another car, like, that happened to be the same? Like, maybe it wasn't this incident. Maybe,
right.
And I'm just thinking, that's the only thing I could think of. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense, though. But, like, that makes no sense. Maybe so. I don't know. With my luck recently, who the hell knows?
Yeah.
But I feel like maybe they mistyped it in, and I'm getting a ticket where I shouldn't.
Right.
So I'm curious if they mistype a license plate, that's how they send you a ticket? I mean, like, I don't...
Probably, yeah. I mean, they would send it to...
I mean, I'm going to fight this, obviously, because that's ridiculous.
Yeah, you should. Yeah,
like,
I mean, if the car's not...
Yeah.
If you're there If you're there near the car,
yeah,
where they can ask you to move it, they can't give you a ticket.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know why all these things are happening to you, Brigitta.
If anyone knows that question, that answer to that question, please write, tweet, or call in, because I am very curious.
Yeah. You want to know what's going on?
No, right? I want to know, like,
oh,
the ticket. I'm just curious. When they type in your license plate, does it, like, if they, let's say you type in the wrong license plate number, you screw up. You think it's right, you screw up. So it brings up someone else's information and you're going to send them the ticket?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. I need someone, a parking ticket person, someone who works for the police department, someone whatever who works for whoever, to call in or write us and let me know how that works. Because I'm just curious.
Right.
And how many tickets get screwed up to where they're sent to the wrong people by accident?
Yeah. Either that or they just give you a ticket for no fucking reason, man.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, when I went to the beach and parked at a designated parking space and I paid for it, and they still give me a fucking $63 ticket.
Wow.
So, yeah, so that's bullshit, you know, but what are you going to do, man?
Yeah, it's just you so know, frustrating.
Yeah, living in the big city, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 So did you watch the debate?
No, not yet. I recorded it, but I didn't watch
okay,
it.
Okay, so I watched it.
You watched it?
Would you believe yeah. that?
No.
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
So
you watched the whole thing?
A lot of it.
Most of it, because yeah. part of it can get pretty boring.
Yeah, I got really over it quickly.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have. Do they have an in of who won it technically?
Yes, yes. I mean, everybody's saying overwhelmingly that Romney won.
I think Romney won. I was gonna say I really feel like Romney won. I'm leaning more towards him. I know people are pissed off or like, good luck with that. I don't really give a yeah. shit. Like, you know what?
People are pissed off because this whole fucking state is fucking Democrat, you know?
I'm tired of literally dealing with, like, I mean, there is incredible job loss. We are in so much debt in this country. I mean, people are fucked left and right. Banks are fucked left and right. American Airlines is now going broke. I mean, come on. Seriously, guys. This is ridiculous. Change has to be done. It really does. And another whole thing with the whole, like, Obamacare crap really pisses me off. And it's funny because I didn't realize that it was taken off of Romney's state, like, at Massachusetts or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, they had developed like a program about, and they were working with the Democrats in order to do it. So they all worked together to develop like the program there. And they came up with a great idea where Obamacare like kind of took their basics and then changed it, right. but didn't even work like with Republicans. Basically it was denied. And then he overwrote it as him as president can veto yeah. whatever he wants.
Right.
He vetoed it and passed it through anyway, even though all of Congress and Senate and everyone else did not agree with it. It did not go through. He vetoed it anyway and put it through and forced it to happen. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, aren't you supposed to be for the people and for everyone else who are rather represent? Like, you can't sit here and talk to Republicans, like, come to like a happy medium, because what happens is my insurance has gone up too.
Right.
And like, yeah. it's not, and so are everyone else's. And that's bullshit, because not everyone's forced to have insurance. So now insurance companies are like, ha ha ha, I've got you here if you want to have the private one, because right. now we can do this and fuck you here and fuck you there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then another whole thing, I'm sorry, this
no,
really,
okay.
really irritates me, really irritates me, is that he's got a board of directors who decides what care, like if you have Obamacare, decides what you're going to get. So this board of directors can, you know, guess what? What if they're like, oh, we're going to drug you up at this and we're going to drug you up at that. And it's like, you're just not fixing the problem. We don't know what the board of directors is going to be on. They could take away acupuncture. They could take away chiropractic. We could take, you know what I mean? That's right. included in my insurance now. So, and those are things that I want and I believe in. And I don't believe in shoving drugs at my body
right.
to just hide the problem, mask the problem, and not really get to the root and take it away.
Mm.
You know? And that's another right. issue. Like, you're going to have a board of directors and you're going to decide what's good for me? That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Because now, at least with our insurance companies, we can go to a doctor or get referrals for what we, or an orthopedic surgeon if we need one, or an MRI if we need one, or whatever. But now you're telling me your board's going to tell us what we're allowed to have.
Yeah, but that's for the people that always look at the government to help them. And the thing is that...
But it's fucking us in the long run.
No, of course, because a big government means less individual liberties. I mean, and that, just like you, what you were describing, if the government decides for us, then we don't have a choice, and they're taking away our freedom of choice there.
Yeah.
You know, and that that sucks. Now, for all these people that are saying, you know, 4 years was not enough, he needs more time and stuff,
yeah.
You know, like Brigetta was saying, we just want change. We want something different. Give someone else a chance, especially when we're not doing very well. And let's see where that goes. You know, I mean, Obama had his chance. Okay, he did some great things. He did some terrible things. But it's time to go.
Exactly. And I agree. And it just, it's irritating. I mean, I was just so irritated with during like that debate with that. There's a lot of things that just pissed me off. But yeah, I mean... And it's funny because they were going back and forth. And one other thing is, like, God, their time. Like, who was the mediator, by the way? The mediator, you don't realize.
Neil Lehrer, yeah.
The mediator was so bad.
I know.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So bad. And it's like, so they let Obama, like, they were mean to, like, Romney. They're like, okay, you're up. And now the whole crowd's like, ha, ha, you know, ha, you're up. And he's like, no, I'm not done. And he's, like, arguing. And, like, he kind of said it over his voice anyway,
right.
Which, good, I'm glad. Then Obama, he's allowed to just, his time's up, he just ran in and raved for another five
minutes. That's what I read, yeah.
That's bullshit.
And he totally, like, ignored it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is disrespectful and bullshit, and who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? He's the president of the United States.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. This is supposed to be an equal thing.
Absolutely.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah.
Like, that, I'm sorry, and if it was situations
but
reversed, I would be saying that to Romney. That doesn't matter who the person is. It's like, it's a respect thing, and it's like, they just don't give a shit. He just doesn't give a shit. And that's my point. By Obama doing that, that to me is saying, I don't give a shit what you're saying to me. I'm doing what I want anyway.
Right.
And that's kind of what he's done
and
the whole presidency.
Exactly. That's the way they've been doing
people
it anyway.
People don't. They don't. Yeah. They're not realizing that.
Right.
It's like, what is wrong with you fucking people?
They're doing whatever they want. They don't really care what other people think.
Exactly.
And that's it, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like, it's funny because one of my friends had tweeted, I wish the NFL 2-minute warning was just like the warning that was here tonight in the debate. Because seriously, I mean, that was such, 2-minute warning is really a 10-minute warning. I mean,
right.
It was such, the mediator was such an idiot, like such crap. Like they really should have been like, sorry, you're done. No, you're done. No, you're done.
Mm.
Like mediate it. You know what I mean? You can't control the president.
Yeah.
Like, or you can't control another person who's running for office. Like,
yeah.
Then what
but
does that I, say about that controlling our country?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just, it's shit. And I look at all that as like, you know, how they're going to run everything. It's just, there's a lot of things. But then at the end, it was interesting because they all like, well, I mean, they have to because the cameras are on.
Yeah, but like
they,
shake their hands.
Yeah, and like really.
Hands and
we're like, whatever.
Yeah.
But.
I know. And I have it recorded. I still need to, but I feel like I've already seen it because I read so much on it already and what happened and everything. And, yeah, we'll see. I mean, I just hope that this helps Romney a little bit. Look, they've both made mistakes and shit like that. But I just, you know, and like I said, you know, I don't hate Obama. I voted for him in 2008. Mm-hmm. And I just want something else. I want something new. I don't think that we are where we should be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, that's politics for you. You know that Facebook just reached 1 billion users.
What? Really?
Yeah. That's a lot of people.
That is
huh?
a lot of people.
It's fucking, what, a 1/6 of the world, man.
That's
on
insane.
On Facebook, you know.
Yeah.
But from what I understand, a lot of people have profiles, but they don't really go on. They don't really use the service at all, you know, and it's just numbers as far as people are concerned. But I got to tell you, I mean, they've changed our lives, you know. I don't know many people that could live without Facebook today.
Yeah.
You know, it just gets you closer to people that are not in your hometown, you know, people from the past. And I think it's really cool.
Yeah, I think really it's really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what
it
I would
really
do without
I know.
Facebook.
What would we do without Facebook and Twitter, right?
Yeah, exactly. Crazy.
Yeah, I know. So I guess I don't know what day, but around this week was a week after Steve Jobs died. So it was exactly a year ago. And, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what do you think? You've seen Apple operate after him. Do you think they've done a good job so far as far as Apple?
I guess so. I mean, like, it seems like they're doing pretty well with, like, the, you know.
Yeah, they're doing better than ever.
I mean, so I think that's fine. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, isn't it run by a board anyway?
Yeah, well, yeah, the board oversees everything, but obviously, you know, there's executives and that run the company, and the
right.
CEO, Tim Cook, seems to be pretty good. He seems to know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And also Apple, you know, did something unusual, and that is they apologized for their Maps application on iOS 6, you know, the new operating
really?
System. I guess the Maps, the GPS there really is screwed up. You know, it takes people to the wrong places and stuff.
Oh, that's pretty freaking
funny.
So,
yeah. And this was an attempt to get rid of Google Maps because Apple is a big rival of Google, you know, and they don't like that. So, but I would imagine people would still download Google Maps and put it on their iPhone until they fix that. But the bottom line is they're saying it's unusual for Apple to do that, you know, to actually admit a mistake and apologize for it and stuff. So,
well, at least they did.
Yeah. It's amazing to me how this company captures the imagination of people
mm-hmm.
where they stand in lines for no reason other than to just stand in line, you know?
Yeah.
Because the thing is, they're saying there was plenty of iPhone 5s. People didn't need to stand in line. And, you know, you could have ordered it online and got it there the day it came out.
Right.
So, you know, so people are just doing that because they're like, it's a cult, you know? And but you gotta admit, man, they've got some great products.
They do. They really,
really do.
Do.
It's like almost everybody has an iPhone, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true. It does seem like that. Or the Droid.
Yeah, the Android,
Droid.
I know.
Yeah.
So I guess in Chicago they seized tree-sized pot plants.
What?
Yeah. It's like they found like a whole forest full of fucking pot plants.
Wow.
Estimated to be worth about $7 to $10 million, man.
Wow.
$7 to $10 million, and people just grow this in the wild, you know, and I guess the police just a fucking helicopter from the top could locate this, and they went and destroyed everything. Now, you know. Obviously, this is very important, you know, to spend a lot of... You should see how many cops are here, like FBI agents in the picture here. And obviously, that's very important, you know, to destroy all the marijuana in America.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot more important than other shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's... That's just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's really important to eradicate all the marijuana because it's going to make us all crazy.
Yeah, because it's not... You know, not so important to deal with all the other drug issues that we have in our entire fucked up country and all the homeless kids and all of the fucked up parents that, you know, it's fucking kidding me. It's just so irritating. So irritating.
Yeah. All right, Brigetta. Well, I hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Try not to do too much. Look, if you stay home, you can't get in trouble.
My friend, my roommates got me weed last night.
Good.
I will see. I don't know. I'm just not really my forte.
Right. So but that'll keep you busy in your head for a while.
I suppose.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.